I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of Muslim Lady. In the studio with me, I have my favorite guest, sister and expert, Sister Razia Shamani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
On our show, we've been discussing very interesting and eye-opening topic. We've been rediscussing it, actually, in a very interesting and eye-opening method. Mm-hmm. It's the topic of haya, modesty, which, fascinatingly enough, you have reintroduced to us all, putting it in a way that brought us to a new understanding in regard with this term. And that haya isn't necessarily something that is limited to women, and it does not mean shyness. It does not mean not being confident about who you are in your own skin. Rather, it means self-worth. It means dignity.
Uh-huh. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, alayhi salam, he talks about the relationship between intellect or aql and haya.
Mm.
And if you compare haya to one of the body parts, and you compare aql to the whole human being, where would you see this haya? It's a really hard question.
So my brain is the body, and haya is one of the parts.
Yeah.
The eyes?
Exactly.
You won't get anywhere with your intellect unless, by intellect we mean ability to process the data that we receive from the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one tool that we use to receive data is our eyes.
Exactly. So your data collection would be canceled off without any haya, without any eyes.
Exactly. Wow.
So, and my understanding is certainly very, very, very low. You know, there is so much more depth to this beautiful hadith, but we're doing our best. There is another beautiful hadith. There's one from Imam Ali alayhi salam that talks about the reward of haya.
Wow. We get rewarded for this too? Exactly. Isn't the attribute itself so rewarding already?
You have it inbornly. I actually hadn't looked at it this way that you just mentioned. You're actually rewarded for possessing, to keep this virtue alive in your soul.
MashaAllah.
And you cannot imagine how much the reward is.
Really?
Like if I tell you, I want to give you the greatest reward, what comes to your mind?
Jannah. Heaven.
Uh-huh. Go a little bit lower. What would you do in this world? In what form will you have to be to get the highest reward?
I would have to be a martyr.
Exactly. It says, the reward of a struggler martyred in the way of God is not more than one who tries one's best to remain chaste.
MashaAllah.
So this wearing of the hijab,
right,
guarding your tongue, guarding the way you walk,
your
the way
temper,
you talk, your
the way
temper,
you treat other people.
This is like being a martyr.
SubhanAllah.
You know, a walking martyr. This is the beauty of the religion of Islam.
It really is.
It's shared by men and women, but I will tell you later on that women have a greater
share in this.
They have been rewarded. They have been gifted more in this regard.
Yeah, they're the flag bearers.
Exactly.
How life-changing.
Seriously, it changes your perspective towards life. If you truly understand the meaning of these concepts, then life maybe becomes more meaningful to you.
Exactly. Exactly. Life definitely does become more meaningful, and all the do's and don'ts of religion become more meaningful.
Exactly.
When Allah says, don't do certain things, don't go certain places, don't have certain relationships, It's because he does not want you to hinder your self-worth, you know, to bring down your own value. Mm-hmm. And that's on a whole other level than just heaven and hell.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. It's so and now it brings me to this. It's like it's connecting all the dots. It brings me to that hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam that says, there are three types of servants, and then that the person who does good or refrains from bad just because of heaven and hell, he's just a merchant. And the person who does it for the sake of God, that's a real, like, abd. Because you feel like, dude, I'm worth so much more than this.
Exactly.
Never mind heaven, never mind hell, never mind the rewards. I'm human.
Exactly.
And God created me in his image, in all his glory.
The state of radiyat and mardiyat, to be satisfied with God and God is satisfied with you.
Beautiful.
This whole concept of love, you know, it boils down at the end to this relationship
always
between the creator and the creature.
Always.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost touch. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
We're talking about the topic of haya, our modesty. We're redefining and reintroducing it. Not that because we came up with a new concept. It's the core meaning of it that people constantly misunderstand.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that haya is reserved for women. And the more you cover yourself with clothes, the more modest you are. I've seen a lot of women who cover themselves thoroughly, but they're like potty mouths.
Exactly.
They are so mean to their family and they're inconsiderate toward their spouse and they're not clean and, you know, they're not nice to their neighbors. They're not nice to nature. It doesn't matter. It's not defined by this covering, but this covering is one of its examples,
exactly,
one of its manifestations.
Exactly. If you allow me, I would like to go to one of the terms that is closely related that we've already discussed,
mm-hmm,
we've already mentioned. Let's talk about ifaf.
Yes, let's.
Haya and ifaf are very, very closely
interwoven. Yeah.
Exactly. And you can, whenever you mention the word haya, then automatically the word ifaf comes with it.
Mm.
So let's talk about it. Let's first of all look at the meaning, the literal meaning of ifa. Which means to abstain, you know, from something that might harm you. Okay.
Right.
So
why is it always used in a sexual content,
yeah,
context?
I'm going to tell you. In other dictionaries, it could mean to be content with the little that you have.
So qana'a and ifa are kind of like
closely, yeah.
Yeah,
they are also related. Another meaning of literal meaning of ifaf could be that not to beg people for something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like that sense of pride.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that sense of honor that you said here comes to play again.
Beautiful.
Right? In ethical terminology, the late Naraqi, he says that being afif or having the character of chastity, it means that your intellect controls your carnal desires.
MashaAllah. In Arabic, we have haya, we have affa, we have taqwa, we have all these attributions, all these qualities.
They translate it as shyness, as modesty, as being ashamed, being, you know, it doesn't really get the word across.
It doesn't
across.
Do the word justice.
Exactly,
at all.
Exactly. So that's why we are re-paraphrasing it,
yes,
we're reconstruing the topic. It's really helpful. It is specifically used in the realm of two inclinations, the stomach and the private parts. These two temptations or inclinations are
the strongest.
The strongest. And you see today, in today's world, everything is about food.
True.
Seriously, open the Instagram page.
I know.
It goes somewhere, you know, into decorating the food or the nutritious of the food
or
the design.
Mukbangs, a camera in front of a person eating food.
Exactly.
Why?
Or it goes to sexual attractions.
Like, yes, underclothes women and lustful men.
Exactly. They want to advertise a car. They True. Have a lady. Seriously, when I was comparing car advertisements from 20 years ago until now, I remember when they wanted to advertise for Chevrolet, there was a handsome man coming and opening the door and, you know,
strong and butch and, yeah.
Now, they're all women, you know? And all these women are not, you know, they're very tall, look very firm.
Fierce.
And fierce. Yeah, exactly. So, or I've been watching, you know, on Instagram page, in the between the posts, there are advertisements of perfume.
And, oh, my God.
Women. And lately, because of equality of rights of men and women, men.
Yeah, exactly.
So you see, it all boils down to food and private part.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that.
A few years back, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he was talking about the media and that we are lacking and we are lagging and we're not doing enough to convey our concepts, these lofty, valuable concepts that we have through media, and that one of the reasons the Western media has an upper hand is because they kind of went like evil on it, because they used man's most carnal, not man by male, human beings' most carnal, most animalistic, and most pleasurable
desire.
Yeah, and interest, you know, to provoke the minds and to draw them into watching their movies. And this, and Hollywood is constantly promoting promiscuity when haya come into the picture, however. I mean, this is
so
not,
low,
so
lowly, cheap.
Exactly, so animalistic for me to spend my time, my eyesight, watching this.
Exactly. Okay, so in the next episode, inshallah, we'll be talking about the kinds of ifaf.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm going to mention verses in the Noble Quran that specifically talks about it. I'm just going to mention one of the verses. It's in chapter Baqarah, verse number 273, that it talks about two kinds of ifaf of the stomach and ifaf of the tongue.
Mm.
That ifaf of, it's talking with actually a group of people that they are poor and that they don't have the means to go to other countries to migrate, to find other jobs, to study, whatever. And then other people think that these people are not poor.
Exactly.
Because of ta'affuf.
Mm.
Because they show themselves, they express themselves in a way that with the very, very little that they have, because of their sense of honor and
exactly.
dignity, they show themselves in such a high and respectable way that people, they say, oh, they're well off. They're
yeah,
fine.
They're
you
comfortable.
Know?
They're
exactly.
fine. MashaAllah.
We're going to talk about this.
Inshallah ta'ala. Thank you so very much, Sister Razia. And
thank you,
brothers and sisters, for being with us on this journey. Inshallah, we'll meet up again on the next episode of Muslim Lady. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illa Allah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes. so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger to Allah.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.